Parents, you gotta love them, right? Parents, they're our family. I love my parents, my family more than anything. I would never desert them. I would never leave my family and just forget about them. No matter how toxic they have been to me or continue to be towards me, family's family. But there are some things that I wanted to put out there, because I know there's kids out there like me or who went through things like me in their childhood that was just like very confusing, and it kind of angered me when I realized a bunch of just dark shit last year that I blame myself for, or that I like subconsciously took on as my own persona or as my own ideologies without realizing that they were all just like toxic things, ideologies, traits that were passed down to me by my parents. And I'm not saying that they wanted me to necessarily have them. I think they also subconsciously, someone passed them down to them. But things like racism, money expectations, treatment of other people, attitude towards other people, attitude towards life, attitude towards oneself, drinking habits, eating habits, these are all things that get passed down to us, that have been passed down to me by my parents, grandparents, and they definitely led to so much confusion in my life. Because at one point, I didn't know if who I thought I was really me, or just things that I collected from my family or from other people that influenced my life. But when you think about it, a lot of people say, oh, like this and that runs in my family, or oh, like this isn't possible for me, like in my family we have blank. And I honestly feel like so many of the things that we think run in our blood, they don't. If you look into it, it's literally proven that we share 99% of our DNA with all other humans. There's only just that 1% that gives us our outward appearance. That's the only difference. And if you sit and study people, you will literally notice people of the same family. They have like their own sayings, they have their own, like they talk similarly, they have similar personas. And then you look at people of the same culture, a lot of them look similar, right? Because they speak the same language, and the language that you speak literally dictates how, what facial features you have, because literally speaking different words use different muscles in your mouth, different ways of speaking use different facial features. So language literally determines a part of your outward appearance, where you grew up, what kind of things you said, or also the kinds of attitude that you had. Like, if you were raised in a family where both of your parents had depression or had alcohol problems, food problems, like eating disorders or just unhealthy eating, you subconsciously pick that up from them. Like, if your parents were never happy or never, like, if they just lived a certain lifestyle, we adopt our lifestyles typically from our families. Like, it's so hard to find people who managed to escape the lifestyle that their family lived if it was an unhealthy one. But I guess my main point is I'm here to tell you that you are not your family's trauma that they passed down to you. You are not the ideologies that they taught you or that they subconsciously put in your head. Like, you have the decision, you have the choice to be whoever you want to be. And if you realize at one point in your life that the things that your father taught you or the habits that you may have picked up from your mom, if you realize that those are toxic or negative or hateful, you have all the right to let go of those habits, let go of those ideologies, and completely dismiss them from your persona. Like, you are not required to hold on to certain things just to feel accepted by your family. I'm saying this because a lot of the things that my dad taught me, I felt like I had to accept as my own in order to be loved by him, be accepted by him. And this goes a lot deeper into my own family. Like, the toxic parenting, I didn't even realize was a thing. Like, I thought all my problems were my own fault. I don't even blame my parents because certain things that they passed down to me, they only passed down to me because someone passed it down to them. Like, with every generation of humans, we just get smarter and smarter because technology gets better, ideas become more innovative, people become more empathetic, more sympathetic towards others, they become more open-minded towards people of other cultures, other races, other religions. So you can't hate or blame your family. It's not their fault. But if you are experiencing some of this confusion, some of this just unsure feeling of who am I really, like, why am I closed off to certain ideologies or certain beliefs? Like, is it just that I accepted what I was subconsciously programmed to think, or did I go out and do my own research? Like, did I go and meet people of different cultures, different races? Did I look into different religions, different ideologies? Did I look into all of that myself and then decide what I think is right, what I feel like I identify with, or did I just accept what was given to me? So yeah, if you feel some kind of shame regarding things that you may have been taught, I know I felt just so much shame when I realized that I adopted just so many wrong ways of thinking. And at first I blamed my parents, like, I was so mad at them, but then I realized that they themselves had their own issues. Like, a truly happy person would never hate on others or try to harm others. And when I realized that I had depression and anxiety even as a child. Like, I didn't get diagnosed with it until a year ago, but when I realized that I had it as a child, and my parents didn't even, like, even they didn't notice, like, they didn't even know how to talk to me or how to help me, because they had depression and anxiety for probably their whole life too. Like, people have these they just have so many things holding them back mentally, whether it's trauma that they never dealt with or certain events in their life that impacted the way that they saw themselves or saw other people or just changed their outlook on life. And mental health is just now becoming big. Like, nobody cared about mental health before. Nobody even knew about these different quote-unquote disorders, which I don't even think they're disorders. I think, like, people, if you had certain disorders that are pretty common now, if you had them before, like, you were just seen as crazy or psycho because they didn't know that you could help these ways of thinking go away, or they didn't put two and two together to realize that certain things led from one thing to another. But like I said, I don't think the common disorders like anxiety and depression are even disorders. I think they are literally ways that our body communicates with us. Like, I'm so glad that I never took medication for anything. I instead chose to see my anxiety as a good thing. I decided to see it as my body telling me, like, hey, maybe this isn't something that you should be doing. Like, maybe you're feeling anxious for a reason. Or my depression, I took that as my body telling me, like, hey, something needs to change in your life. Like, you wake up every single day with a roof over your head, with food in your fridge, with clean drinking water. Like, you have literally no reason to be sad. Like, you have no reason to be feeling depressed. You have no reason to be having suicidal thoughts. Like, you have enough. Like, God woke you up today. That's enough for you to be happy. And eventually, yeah, I figured out exactly what I needed to change in my life, and I was able to turn my mental state around just by being more conscious of the things that I do, the people I surrounded myself with, and how my body reacted to every single thing like that. But it really started off with just forgiving my past, letting go of things that I was taught, things that I was subconsciously programmed to believe in.